This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A special screening this weekend is coming up as a part of the Indie Lens pop-up series. Chasing Train follows the life of John Coltrane. We thought we'd talk a little bit about John Coltrane and his influence on jazz with Dick Kelly, who is the director of jazz studies at SIU's School of Music and also an expert in saxophone. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess we can start with the easy part. Your inspiration, did you get any inspiration from John Coltrane, or what does he mean to you?
Absolutely. In many ways, you know, early on when I started playing saxophone, ironically enough, the first CD I had from my parents was a Kenny G CD, and I definitely did not see anything there or enjoy what I heard there. And after talking with my band director and explaining that, you know, that's what I had been given, he said, we should check out John Coltrane if you like the soprano saxophone. And so, 15 years old, I guess, I'm listening to John Coltrane, and I really don't understand what he's doing, obviously, at that age, but the sound was very very unique and very interesting to me. And then, obviously, years and years later, as you go through school and, you know, start to really understand what's going on there, he just continually comes back as a consistent inspiration in many, many ways.
Inspiration and a bit of a game changer. It was a very unique sound.
Absolutely. Not only from a tonal perspective, sound perspective, but the musical language he's using, harmonically and melodically, it's more complex, some people would say. I think it's just saying something at a different level is the kind of way I think about it. And then just as a personality within the music as well, when you really think about it, he was only really active for about 10 or 12 years. I mean, he obviously came up in the mid late 40s, but we don't really remember him from that period. It's not till he really gets with Miles Davis in the mid 50s that we start to think about John Coltrane as an active participant in jazz. So in that short window of time, he did so much that I agree with you. Game changer is a great way to say it.
This film, Chasing Train, takes a look at photos from his life, work from his life, and also some home video that they didn't even realize existed until they started making this documentary. How important is it, do you think, to understand who he was in terms of how he did what he did?
I think it's extremely important, mainly because in his own words, he talks about, especially his later musical experience, being so personal in a spiritual and religious manner. And from many, many different sources, we find that he wasn't necessarily out there proclaiming some gospel about what he wanted to achieve or do. We have some information from interviews and liner notes, but more so he was interested in letting his music do the talking. So if there's anybody that would know what his real aspirations or feelings were, it would probably be his close family, which hopefully we're going to find some more information through those interviews, those documents, those personal artifacts.
Jazz is a uniquely American music genre. When you're looking at the history of that, does he stand out? You talked about him being a game changer. Does he stand out for your students as, you know, gee, I want to be that kind of musician?
Yes and no. I think obviously we have continually progressed in the jazz arena. And those of us that are modern jazz musicians now definitely look back to Coltrane and say, what was he doing? What was he trying to do? And to this day, I still don't think we figured it all out. But the problem with any kind of art form is it needs to progress. It needs to move. So if we were to just kind of stop and stand and say, all right, let's just concentrate on where we were in, you know, 1967, it would kind of do a disservice to everything else. So while students of the music are very interested in what Coltrane had to offer, they're still trying to put it in context moving forward. What's going on now in the music scene? What is jazz today? And how did Coltrane influence that? And how can we bring him along and what his contributions were?
Is there an artist out there today that you think is having the same sort of impact that he did?
Yes, and some people would find this controversial, but there's a tenor saxophone player named Kamasi Washington, who maybe not on the same level of harmonic development or melodic exploration, maybe not from the same personal spiritual standpoint that Coltrane was doing it, but Coltrane really changed the approach for many, many jazz listeners and jazz musicians. And Kamasi is starting he's part of what's called the West Coast Get Down, which is a new jazz movement coming out of L.A. in the last 5 or 6 years. And a lot of young musicians are starting to follow along and say, this is interesting. This is what we want to start to work towards.
Again, the screening of Chasing Train is coming up this Sunday at 2:30 at the Carbondale Public Library. You can get more information at WSIU.org. Dick Kelly is the Director of Jazz Studies at the SIU School of Music and, of course, an expert in the saxophone. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.